Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Art Sharon. Batting second. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting third. The left fielder, Debs Garms. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Lynn Storti. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jack Crouch. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Blaeholder. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, George Blaeholder. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Sissel. Batting third. The first baseman, Harley Boss. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wes Farrell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Wes Farrell. And now, play ball. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. West moves to second. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. West scores. It's 1-0, Browns. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmick. Burns reaches second base with a double. Campbell moves to third. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Storti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harley Boss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boss hits a pop-up towards third. Sharon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sharon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Crouch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crouch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Blaeholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blea Holder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Crouch moves to third. Blea Holder moves to second. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 0-for-1 in the game. Sharon hits a fly ball towards Semter. Averill catches it and throws to home to double up Crouch. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sharon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Storti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. West hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 0-for-1 in the game. Garms hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Garms. The throw from Pitlock and he is out, Knickerbocker applying the tag. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Campbell strikes out. Pitlock drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Campbell out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Indians. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sissel hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Garms settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Porter moves to second. One out. Harley Boss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boss is 0-for-1 in the game. Boss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Storti fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Porter moves to third. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 4-1, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Averill for the out. Boss moves to third. Two outs. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0-for-1 in the game. Vosmek hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Burns bunts towards third. Com fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Len Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 0 for 1 in the game. Storti hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Burns moves to third. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 1 in the game. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields it and throws to second for the out. Burns scores. One out. It's 4-2, Indians. Jack Crouch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crouch is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Crouch hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds pinch hits for George Blaya Holder. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards short. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Sam Gray now pitching. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Com hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sharon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0 for 1 in the game. Pitlock hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell who is chasing the ball. Pitlock reaches third base with a triple. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 1 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pitlock scores. It's 5-2, Indians. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a pop-up towards short. Levy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Knickerbocker. The throw from Crouch and he is out, Storti applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 0 for 2 in the game. Sharon hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. West hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Garms hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sissel strikes out. One out. Harley Boss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boss is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boss hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Boss. The throw from Crouch and he is out, Levy applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Burns hits a pop-up towards short. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Storti hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pitlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Levy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Gray covering, for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-2 in the game. Vosmick hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Com strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Crouch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crouch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Crouch hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pitlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Gulick pinch hits for Sam Gray. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pitlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Art Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 0-for-3 in the game. Sherin hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Hank McDonald now pitching. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Pitlock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Knickerbocker bunts towards the mound. McDonald fields it and throws to first for the out. Pitlock moves to second. One out. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sherin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. West hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats West for the out. One out. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Garms hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pitlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sissel hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harley Boss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boss is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boss hits a pop-up towards short. Levy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-3 in the game. Vosmick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Averill moves to third. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Com hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Burns hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Storti hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Levy hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Crouch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crouch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Crouch hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and St. Louis Browns, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.